here is one of the things that people have reached out to me on, and I kind of concur because I'm a Belgrade resident. I've got kids in the school district, but it seems like the schools have come at us a lot wanting money. In fact, last year, I think we voted down a bond measure. So how do you rectify that? What do you say to voters out there like, okay, yeah, we need more money?
Right. Yeah, so in 20, a year and a half ago, we went out with a bond measure of $60.5 million, right, versus the $6.6 million that we have now. And that was to renovate our middle school, which it needs it. That hasn't gone away. And to build this fourth elementary school. So what we did was we heard voters say, we can't do that right now. And so we took that and shrunk it to the tiniest ask we could make to be able to do this thing that our voters have asked, or our community has asked, which is to move fifth grade back. So we shrunk that ask in response to the voters. This ask, in order to bring the costs way down, is half of an elementary school, or a little bit more than half, right? So we heard the voters say, we need to spend the least amount of money we can because we need to keep money for us, you know, in our expenses. So what we did was we are about 140 seats short to be able to just move our fifth graders back. If we had room in our elementary schools, we would just do it. But we can't because we need more seats. So this is a 250 student school, not a 500 student school like our other ones are. However, it's designed so that we can add that other wing and turn it into a 500 student school down the road when we need those extra seats.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you, then you're basically going to build out on this.
Exactly.
And later, instead of building a whole new school,
correct,
you're just going to add to this one.
Correct. So the office, the kitchen, and the library are all built for the 500 student capacity, but everything else is just the 250 students.
So is that where the additional $5 million comes in for the gym?
That's exactly right. That's in a 250 student school, we can use a multi-purpose room, right? And some people are probably familiar with that from their schooling. So you have PE class, and then you move them out, you serve lunch, and then you clean that up, and then you have more PE class, right? You're using one room for those tasks. When we build it out to a 500 student school, we'll have to have a full-size gym, because we can't run enough PE classes and lunches in one room for 500 students. So when we build that addition, we will have to build the full-size gym. But we also hear in our community, we need more gym space. There isn't enough gym space. So we put that on as your a la carte item. It's a separate bond question. If the community would like to move forward and build that full-size gym now, that's $5 million. It's cheaper now than it's going to be when we have to build it later down the road. And we have that for the community to use because we rent out our gyms all the time.
So what is this going to cost the voter then? If both of these pass, so that would be, you know, what, $11.6 million. How much per taxpayer does that cost?
Yeah, so it'll be the $11.6 million will be in newly approved money. And we're also using that $20 million in approved bonds that hasn't been sold yet, right? So we have to add that into the cost. We're being very transparent.
So we haven't been paying on that, is what you're saying.
You have not been paying.
Yeah.
It's just sitting out there as approved for when we're ready to use it. So the 20 plus the 6.63 plus the 5 for a $600,000 house is $115 a year, or $9.60 a month. That's for the first year of the bond. In a growing community like ours, the first year of the bond is the most you'll ever pay.
Because so as more people come in,
move in, the cost gets spread out and everybody's individual cost goes down. We also just had a bond that came off this year. So as bonds come off, that helps balance out our bills.
Yes, and like Dee Dee was saying, you know, the pie is, if all of it passes, is a fixed dollar amount. It's not like it goes up every time somebody comes in or follows property values. The pie is a fixed amount, and your slice of the pie that you would owe would actually shrink as we grow, just because there'll be more slices of it. So it's a fixed dollar amount. It'll actually go down foreseeably based on growth. We're trying to be as responsible as we can, build what we need, not overbuild, and try and provide the best value to our students and yet get the best quality education we can.